The opening of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the Charity Hockey Classic, benefiting Inova Blood Donor Services. That's right, we're all going to be there this coming Sunday, bright and early at 10 a.m., coaching our favorite hockey teams. We'll have the Caps alumni, the Northern Virginia Law Enforcers, the Virginia Coaching Cardinals, and the Minutemen corporate team of booze, Alan Hamilton.
Good booze.
Support your favorite team or player with a donation at charityhockeyclassic.com or click the ad on our website. All proceeds go to benefit Inova Blood Donor Services, which supply nearly 90% of the D.C. area's blood. And your donation is tax deductible. Again, we're going to all be out there on Sunday. The place to donate online or by mail is charityhockeyclassic.com. The main guy over there,
Adam Bartholomew.
I will publicly thank you. Something I would normally do privately, but that was the nicest email you sent to this show. And I just want to tell you, it's a pleasure to be associated with you. We're happy to be part of it. I just wish I could talk about what he said.
I know.
But I can't.
I know.
Because I've got class. I take the high road.
But wasn't that great?
But he said that we have done a much better job than others have in the past.
Mark just blew the whole thing.
No, what he said,
Mark,
Mike,
just blew the whole thing.
What he said is we raised a lot.
You got no class, Ronnie.
We raised a lot of money.
Money.
We could
okay,
raise more.
Okay, stop it. That's not cool. Let's start the show.
Okay,
everybody.
Welcome, ladies
Goodbye.
And gentlemen. This
Bye.
Is the 654th episode of MikeOMaraShow.com, and we've got a tremendous get. We need to dial the phone because I think he's at home. Yeah,
again with that phone.
It's the rotary phone. It's what we've got, and I'm very excited. Did you know that The Price is Right recently celebrated a huge anniversary?
Okay.
And they did a big broadcast to commemorate all the success they had, but they left out one guy.
Really?
And I think it's really unfortunate that this guy, of all the people, was not included in the anniversary. And I think he should be at home.
Oh, hello.
Bob.
Hello.
Hi. Oh.
It's Bob Barker.
How you doing, Bob?
Barker here. Hello.
You sound very awake. I mean, it's pretty early out there.
I'm up at 3.
What?
I'm up at 3.
How come so early?
Every morning because I have to pee. Who am I speaking with?
This is Rob Spiewak with the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm here with Oscar and
what
Mark and Brian.
What do we have for Robbie? What do we have for Rob Spiewak? Come on down.
Good morning, Mr. Barker.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
It's Oscar Santana.
Oscar Santana, a Samoan.
No, Bolivian. No.
What?
Bolivian. Oh, that is wonderful.
Do I
you know,
Simone, do
on the Price is Right, we never discriminated against any creed.
Nope.
No, you boned them all, didn't you?
Who else is there?
Mark Ronick.
Hi, Mr. Barker.
Mark Ronick, a Jew.
That's me. Yes.
Wonderful. It's great to have you all this. I'm 88.
Yes, you are.
I am, but I'm sad.
Why are you sad?
Because I wasn't invited to the birthday party of the Price is Right because Drew Carey's a fat tub of crap.
Oh, I thought you liked Drew Carey.
I do not. After not being invited, why would I host the show for 173 years?
It was not 173 years.
Now, Robbie.
Yes.
You don't play numbers with me. They're my life.
You like numbers?
That's right. I love numbers, especially when the numbers are done, the Price is Right.
How is that?
What?
I think you asked questions
because it's almost time for my morning potty.
Big potty?
Big potty.
God.
Big potty?
Bob goes big potty after he has his oat bran.
Now I have a question about, can you turn big potty into a pricing game?
Oh, I'd love, wouldn't that be fun?
Big Plinko?
Guess the poo. How many dollops of poo will Bob be?
Can we guess the number of peanuts without going over?
I don't eat peanuts. I do not eat
Why
peanuts.
Not?
I feed them to elephants because I love animals.
You do love animals.
Mr. Barker.
Oscar Santana, come on down.
A sign of the times. One, your good friend Billy Bush sent you good congratulations.
The luckiest man in show business, Billy Bush.
Is he a stain, Mr. Barker?
Oh, he's wonderful.
Good.
And
he's
then
wonderful.
Two,
he's the golden boy.
Two, the Barker beauties who have historically been all female. Now
I'd like to just say that I never had sexual intercourse with Diane Parkinson. It never happened while I was in the confines of CBS Television City.
Bob Barker.
Yes,
just
Rob.
Sidelight. You did have sex with her.
I never did.
No,
in
what you
CBS
said.
CBS Television City. I never had sexual intercourse. Well, okay. You're upsetting me.
No, no. What about...
I'm 88.
What about Holly Hallstrom? Did you ever bone Holly?
I wanted to.
Yeah?
Holly would lean over a jewelry case when Rod was going through the different prizes, and I would look at Holly's great ass.
Did you want to take her for a big spin?
Oh, did I ever. I wanted to climb the mountain with her.
Did you want to play balance game?
I didn't want to play hole-in-one or two.
Oh!
With Holly Hallstrom.
Now you sound
Holly was wonderful, and her breasts were real.
Now you sound a bit introspective when you look back. Do you miss Rod?
I miss Rod.
Why?
I miss Rod. I miss his flamboyant sport coats. I miss his vacations to Thailand, where God knows what he did.
Did he ever invite you to go along?
No.
No.
He knew better. Rod Roddy. Let me tell you a story. Rod Roddy knew my sensibilities.
Do you know how creepy it is that there are times that I really feel like I'm talking to Pop Barker?
Yeah.
Rod Roddy knew my sensibilities.
What are your
sensibilities? And he knew that I would have been offended on some of his trips to Thailand.
Offended?
Because he did things that I don't do.
Oh.
Like what?
Well, there were tours.
Oh, tours.
He took tours of some of the seamier sides of Bangkok, Thailand.
He had a great run in the WWF as Roddy Roddy Piper.
Roddy, same. Rod Roddy was the announcer. Oscar Santana.
And what about before him? Do you miss Johnny Olsen?
Johnny Olsen was spectacular. There will never be another Johnny Olsen.
You sound so sad.
I get sad when I think of those that have gone before me, and I realize that it won't be long before I'm going to be up at that game show studio in the sky. I'm 88.
Do you think it's fair that Bob Hilton is alive and Johnny Olsen is dead?
I think it's a crime. And who's Gene... Gene Wood, is he still alive?
Yeah,
or
as a matter of fact, he's alive, but he can't live up to his name anymore, if you catch my meaning.
That's an erection joke.
It is.
Mr. Barker?
Yes, Oscar?
How's the golf game?
Oh, I don't play.
What?
I don't play. The only exercise that I get now is brushing the ticks out of my Irish setter.
Oh.
I brush the ticks out of my Irish setter every day.
Is the setter a good companion?
Oh, he's wonderful. And you know, I always sit there in the afternoon and I watch him groom himself. And I say the same joke that I've said for 30 years.
What's
in private, Bob? Not in public.
Of course.
I look at the Irish setter, red, my Irish setter.
Red is the name or the color?
And I look down as he feverishly licks himself and I say, boy... I wish I could do that.
That is good.
That's right. Wonderful.
Question, do you ever watch the new version of TPIR with Drew Carey?
That TPIR? No, because I hate the music.
Oh, you don't? Now, let me play you a classic music bed.
One of mine?
Yes, one of yours.
Play one of mine. The Price is Right. Listen to this wonderful music as we bring out fabulous prizes. Now play that other crap they have.
They don't have it. I don't even have it because it's garbage.
Good for you.
It's garbage.
I love this.
Here's the music that Drew Carey uses all the time.
That's terrible. Drew Carey. I heard that Drew Carey, inside the confines once again of CBS Television City.
Where?
I hear he's smoking pot.
Oh, marijuana cigarettes?
No.
Right. Smoking marijuana, bringing in strippers.
I tell you what.
I'm going to call Drew, and I'm going to say, Drew.
Yes?
I'm going to say, Drew, whatever you do, don't bring strippers into Television City.
Why?
Bang the spokesmodels like I did.
Listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I don't remember seeing any legs, but it definitely had arms because it reached out for me.
Arms? I can't wait to get a look at this thing.
Alice, I'm going to ask you a couple of standard questions, okay? Have you or any member of your family ever been diagnosed schizophrenic, mentally incompetent?
My uncle thought he was Saint Jerome.
I'd call that a big yes. Are you habitually using drugs, stimulants, alcohol?
No.
Just asking. Are you, Alice, menstruating right now?
What has that got to do with it?
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
Ray, it's moving. This is hot, Ray.
Symmetrical book stacking, just like the Philadelphia Man's Turbulence of 1947.
You're right. No human being would stack books like this.
Listen. You smell something?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now from his Davenport, oh, that's so gay, here's Mike.
From the Cappy Fiverr Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast. I want a new drug. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded more than 15 million times
15?
And heard in 150 countries worldwide. Call us whenever you want.
No.
No, you really can't.
No.
You'll notice I've been putting everything on the computer this week, and that's normally my vessel for taking phone calls, so I'm using my vessel to do Mike O'Mara news while yes. Buzz Burbank is mm-hmm. on his senior cruise.
How is that everything going good at the senior cruise? Have we heard anything?
The only thing I know is I think Friday, which is their last day at sea, is cake day.
Oh, that's excellent. And he had a few bites of cake. I love those senior cruises because they always, you know, vacancies open up during the cruise.
We'll talk about Buzz's senior cruise when he gets back on Monday.
I like that a lot.
But if you ever want to call us, try not calling this number today, 718-506-1625. It is Friday, September 7, 2012. We're delighted to have you with us. And we're more excited about the fact that we are sponsored today by our good friend, Mr. Brian Gothier at the Oakton Wine Shop.
All right.
It's Brian's fall appearance where he brings us different wines. Oakton Wine Shop, one of our favorite sponsors. They're located at 123 and Hunter Mill in Oakton. And let me tell you, it is the finest damn wine shop I've ever been to. This is a guy that when they had the power outages in the Washington, D.C. area, he went into his wine shop to just preserve the integrity of his stash of fabulous wines and beers. And he removed every single bottle for like a 48-hour period and put them in his basement so the temperature on his wines would be consistent and that would benefit you, the consumer. That, ladies and gentlemen, is dedication.
Not only that, on the third day of the power outage, I went to Oakton Wine Shop. He sold me 3 bottles of electricity. Brian, thank you.
See, Brian, you became an eyewitness to what I deal with every day.
Oh, no.
As I sit here and I give a testimonial, I raise the client up on a pedestal. I tell a story, a true story, about how wonderful, and then Spanky McShaved Head diminishes it
for
me.
Wow, really?
Every single day.
Wow. Well, it's his hit or miss comedy is more important than the actual
always has been.
Advertising. Mm-hmm.
And I always look at him every day and go, you have a luxury box over there, my boy.
That's right.
You have a great seat where you get to do that
every
day.
It's wondrous, and I get to sit next to Mr. Hit or Miss over here, Oscar Santana.
Stop it.
Swinging for the fences.
Not today. I don't have the energy today. Over 50 handcrafted beers, 50 cheeses, pâtés. He's got some boar sausage today.
Wild.
It's delicious.
Wild boar. It's wild boar.
I want to tell you.
Oakton Wine Shop also has delicious local creations, including artesian breads from Panorama. Oakton Wine Shop. Go to their website. Check them out, oaktonwineshop.com, or hit their ad on our website. And you have brought, this is kind of your fall preview, right?
Yep, we're doing our fall festival next weekend. Ooh, so brought in a few of our treats and a couple bottles I'm really proud of this
time. I think it sounds like the weather's going to turn the corner next week.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anybody's been more ready for fall than people in Washington, D.C.
Right. No.
We are so tired of the summer weather that we have had. We're ready to get going. So,
tired of the oppression, Mike.
We are going to be spotlighting the wines from the Oakton Wine Shop. And you were here in the spring. You made one little appearance in the summer. And I know that you brought out a white bottle. I think it was a Chardonnay that you brought out for me.
Yeah, the Chateau Montelena Chardonnay.
And you said, this is just for you. And I actually hit it.
Oh.
And Carla found it.
Oh, where did you hide it?
And I hid it at the bottom of the stairs that she never takes.
Okay.
I take the old man's stairs. She takes the ladder stairs in the back of the house.
Yeah, okay.
So it was over, and she finally found it. And we chilled it, and we popped it open. And oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's like the best thing I've ever wrapped my tonsils around.
And
it
in all
fantastic.
Seriousness, the thing about when you go to the Oakton Wine Shop, if you have a style of wine you like, and it can be very costly, and this has happened to me, I say, Brian, do you have this? He says, no, but I have this. This is better, and this costs half as much.
Right.
And he knows his wine so much that if you can tell him what you like, he can set you up with something perfect.
But here's something you don't say when you go into any wine store, including the Oakton Wine Shop. Do not go in and say to the owner, I'd like a nice vinegary, runny, slightly slightly grape juicy white.
Do you have something with undertones of battery?
Please, be great. Help me out. Yeah. So we're going to be sampling those and throughout the show today, and you know, get cranking and start us out with the. You said you want to start with beer. He brought beer this time too, so we don't know whether we're gonna. What do you want
to
do?
It's up to you guys. I mean, do you want to start with beer or wine?
I think if you are supposed to start.
What's the old poem that they say?
You start stronger and go weaker as the night goes on. So we really should start with wine.
Because sounds good.
Is it beer, then liquor, never sicker?
And yes, then wine after beer, have no fear.
That's right. And drink there wine all the time.
Right.
Nice.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I want to drink. And how about you?
The liquor up front and poker in the rear.
There was a girl from Nantucket.
Hey, hey, hey.
What the hell is that?
It's a family show.
I'd like to say hi to KCJJ. You know, we are on the radio, Rob.
I'm just talking about like an average, like a casino. There's liquor up front.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right. Also, so what are we starting with? Let's start with wine.
We'll start with the white wine from Xavier Clua. This is a Lucio. This is a really cool wine. This is one that I found when I was in Spain in January.
Xavier Clua, he won a VMA last night, too, didn't he?
I don't know.
No, he was married to Charo, I think.
Okay, thank you.
No, he's a professor.
Are you going to compete with me for every joke that I have? Can I have one on my own? He's out of his mind with his weight loss. He's out of his mind.
He is the one upper.
He is the last worder.
Yes.
There is no greater last worder than Rob Spiewak. It doesn't exist. Now, you know, he's struggling now not to talk, and it's great. I love it. I love it when we get Rob like that.
Mm-hmm. There he is. Yeah.
So tell us more about the wine, Brian.
This wine is Xavier Clua. It's a real good friend of mine. It's in Terra Alta, Spain. And this is a wine last year when he was going through harvest.
Aren't you over your Spanish kick yet?
No.
I'm just kidding.
his grandfather died. And on the same day, his nephew was born during harvest. So they did a special bottling. It's called a Lucio. There's only 15 cases that came into the country.
What would this be comparable to? This is a white wine. Would this be like a Chardonnay?
A little bit like Chardonnay. It's got some of that gravelly notes to it, a little bit of that creamy rich. It's 100% Garnacha Blanca.
So. Now, because I like to educate our listeners at the same time, what is a gravelly note?
Gravelly. It's almost when you smell... you know, when you're at the beach and you're at a gravelly stone, you're up in the Northwest.
I have to stop again. And it's also Friday Rob. It's Friday Rob.
You're killing me. With the guest in the studio.
Friday Rob with the guest in the studio.
And sleep-deprived Mike. This is what they call in the film the perfect storm.
Thank you.
The boat's about to be turned over.
So a gravelly note again is?
Well, you know, when you're up in the beach, when you're up in Maine and your Maine house and you're right there on the water and there's a lot of gravelly stones right there in the water and you kind of get that gravelly, you smell that nose in the morning.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You get a little bit of that in the nose on this wine
as
well.
This is fantastic.
This is so good.
Jeez.
Mm. Mike's trying it.
Wow.
There's no sharpness to it at all. It's so smooth.
Very clean, very fresh, very bright and vibrant pear, apple, tropical, note fruit flavors.
God, I'm so glad I brushed my teeth.
Every time I taste the wines that you bring in, I feel like I want to be a wine guy. Then I taste your beers and I want to be a beer guy. It's just, you clearly have the palate and the knowledge to pick the right product.
We don't make any secret of the fact that we bring sponsors in on the show. That's what we
this
do. It's
legit.
One of the things that monetizes the show. Mm-hmm. I also have, and Brian is well aware of this, I have complete discretion over whether we bring guests in. One of the reasons we bring Brian in here on a regular basis is it's twofold. He knows his stuff because he spends a lot of time. It's what he lives and he breathes. And he also can educate our listeners, but he never misses with his wines.
I know.
So
they're
good.
Always really, you know, I've had maybe two in the 30 or 40 wines you brought into this house where I kind of go, not my cup of tea, but this is spectacular.
Oscar says, you know, when he comes in, you leave here wanting to be a wine guy. The problem is then he goes and he buys a bottle of Woodbridge. And then you don't want to be a wine guy anymore.
No.
I actually have a great testimonial, and I didn't want to dovetail right away. I had a kind of an upscale barbecue to go to, and I stopped by the Oakton Wine Shop, and Brian wasn't there, but I walked in, and you know, we'd been there before, so they're like, hey, what's up, Oscar? And I said, look, I'm looking for just a nicer wine, something that I'm not going to be embarrassed by. And they walked me through the process, and when I walked in with that bottle of wine, someone freaked out and said, that's a real French bottle of wine.
Yep.
And I said, why, yes, it is. And then after...
What can you tell us about it? And then you went...
No, and I said, well, where did you get it? I said, I have to be honest with you. I walked into the Oakton Wine Shop. I said, what's something nice? And they pointed me in the right direction.
Yeah, and Brian could go anywhere and find you those kind of wines.
It was awesome, though.
But the nice thing about your little shoppy is that you know, you don't go for all those... Oakton people, you know, you help out the common man as well.
Hey,
you go for the middle class.
It's everybody.
You know,
I don't discriminate whether you're coming in and you're buying. You want to buy White Zinfandel, or if you want to buy that $500 bottle of wine. To me, it's everybody is the same. We're about service.
That's exactly what Rob thinks. Everybody's the same.
There we go.
Not in this room.
I mentioned it before. Rob mentioned it. I am not quite right. Last night was the sleep study. The sleep study.
Yeah.
where I arrived at the hospital.
El hospital.
No, really, it was a hospital?
No, it's an adjunct to the hospital.
Hospice?
It's not the hospice.
I wouldn't even say that.
I arrived at the sleep center, which is next to the hospital, at 8:30. That was my time that I had to be there.
Your normal bedtime.
I really had purposefully stayed up super late last night, and Carla had come home early, and she said, do you want to catch a couple of Z's? Because normally, with my grueling schedule, I like to take a little nappy poo in the afternoon sometime. Nap time, yes, sir. You know, I know you shake your head, but naps are part of my world.
No, I'm actually jealous.
I like a nap occasionally.
I'm just not capable of taking naps.
Yes.
But I wish I was.
So, could you do a podcast about a nap?
Probably could.
I will tell you this, that the naps and sleeping in general, it has been difficult since way back when I was in my 20s and I broke my nose and I have a deviated septum. Mm. It is also something that depends on your weight. That's huge. We're talking about sleep apnea, and I'll have more on that as we get into next week, because many of you, I'm not blind. I know that Mr. Spiewak and Mr. Diaz have lost a tremendous amount of weight. Mm-hmm. And I also know that I had knee surgery and I had lost 50 pounds on Weight Not, and then I lost my way in a big time way. And one of the real reasons was that I let Rob and RJ, you know, do their thing. And then I'm like, well, you know, we're paying attention to them on Weight Not, so I'll just sit over here and eat bonbons.
And I deferred to RJ a little over the summer, too. So, I mean, it's easy to get off track.
Well,
sometimes.
Here it is. And I'm going to give it to you. I mean, I was going to wait till Monday for this, but I'll lay this out for you today.
Oh, good.
On Monday's show, I'm going to give it to you straight. I'm going to give you like the weight that I am now, which is probably the heaviest that I've been in a very, very long time.
In your life?
And it might very well be, but I haven't done it. I'm going to do it on Monday, and I'm going to let everybody know, because that's twofold. I think that you're going to get a bird's eye view of Weight Not that you've never gotten before, because I'm going to take you through it every step of the way. And I'm talking about in great detail as far as what I'm doing, because I believe in this product, and it's right there for me, and I'm taking advantage. Rob knows how great it is for him.
It's amazing.
But the other factor is completely selfish on my part. It is a motivating tool for me. Mm-hmm. I know that the only way that I'm going to be successful, and it's always worked for me, is to let you know what's going on. And take all the barbs that you guys throw my way and just lay it out.
You're going to do great, and I'll tell you why. Because you're going to remember after about 3 days on the program how great you feel on a daily basis. I feel so good that it pisses you off.
Right.
I see this every day.
Right.
And you're going to feel so dynamite.
I'm excited about it.
It's going to do good.
I have a thought.
Yes.
And you can take it or leave it.
Okay.
So I have a digital scale at home that actually reports to a website.
Okay. I've got one upstairs. So,
okay. Would you like to weigh in daily?
I will weigh in daily. I don't want to do the whole thing with the website. I don't want to add any more
pressure.
That's plenty of pressure is for me to report to everybody. Okay.
What
each
we
day.
Need is a talking scale.
A talking COE, yes. I'm really glad that you two, Heckle and Jekyll, let me handle this on my own. I'm putting the pressure on me, and I don't want the talking scale.
Yeah, I just love the fact that Oscar says, I want you to know that even though I weigh the approximate weight of a walking stick insect, I have something that's on the web. So.
Now, are we allowed to give you any guilt or you know pressure if we notice you slipping?
Like, hey, Tubby, down that.
Well, I'm just sharing what
that
everybody knows. You know I have really since the knee, that was a terrible excuse. And when Rob and then the focus on Weight Not was on Rob and RJ,
right?
And because of the surgery that I had, it really threw me for a loop, more so than I ever expected.
Right.
The rehab, everything was just, and it's still to this day. And I think one of the reasons is weight related. And I think everything in life, you know, you can, you believe that. And I said to myself, you know, I have this wonderful program with good people, the people that I know that we have been associated with, and I might as well check it out.
A successful program.
Right. And that's why it's good that we're knocking Mr. Gothier out with his wonderful food here today. Sorry. And I've got my anniversary weekend this weekend.
Oh,
good. So
shake
a lot
it,
of stuff,
it.
I'm just, I'm getting it out of the way, and I'm here. I'm putting everybody on notice that I'm going to do what you do, because you, when you've been on programs or you've modified your behavior, you never participate in stuff like a drinking show or whatever, and I'm here to say you're going to have to carry the torch on that a little, because I know you're trying to lose weight too, but you've lost a lot.
You got to give a little...
as always, Mike, thanks for the support.
You got to give Rob a little credit. When he went to rehab for those 30 days, he just couldn't be here.
Yeah, and I mean?
So that's a program.
I said no, but I tried to.
I know.
It's just you got to do what you got to do.
And you know how good you feel, and I think it's something that
shut up,
I'm
Mark.
Excited. I'm looking. What did he say?
I said brilliant. Brilliant. You got to do what you got to do.
So
you're going to be in a pissy mood on Monday and Tuesday.
Yes.
Yeah, but he's going to be in a great mood on Friday.
That's right. I'm going to be in a great mood on Friday.
I did wait not.
Oh, you did wait not.
And your brother too.
Yeah, my brother and I both did. I lost 30 pounds. My brother lost 50 pounds.
There we go. Look at that.
That's effing awesome.
And you know, when you have something that you know works, and we all don't know it works, and it's right there. I want to take advantage of this. I want to utilize the listeners, and I think it'll be a good journey for everybody that might be on the fence to decide that. Getting back to last night. This is all under the whole umbrella of just getting my act together. And I finally go in. Carla freaks out because she has recorded me. We've never had it on the show. And she had a recording years ago of my sleeping.
Video?
And my snore is not one of the standard. Like, Mark Ronick has a standard, that kind of snore.
Yeah.
Mine really, mine goes into this little.
Oh, boy. Wow.
And
oh, no.
They come in. And they say you're supposed to wear like gym shorts and a t-shirt if you can sleep in that.
Yeah, baby.
Did they come off in the middle of the night? Mine always come off.
Need a little help with these laces.
have a drink, Mike. There you go.
Look at Mike. He's participating.
Did you wear a hat?
One of those big, long, floppy ones. The nightcaps.
I don't think Mike wore a hat. I think he showed up and he followed directions. Am I right, Mike?
You, Rob.
Oh! No.
Ouch.
So I go to the sleep center. I'm not going to talk about what I'm wearing. What it is they put all sorts of monitors on you for your electrodes on your head. They monitor your EKG. They monitor your eye movement. They monitor everything. And what they do is a thorough sleep study. Now, here's what I thought. I really sort of stayed up extra late the night before, so I would really be tired when I arrived there.
Right.
But then when you get there, I'm sure I'm like a lot of other people.
Yeah.
What you freak out about is whether you are going to be able to sleep.
Yeah.
Because you want, you know, this is like going to the mechanic and you want them to find something.
Yeah.
And I'm reasonably sure I've got this sleep apnea thing going on. And so I really want to make sure it works. So they put all this stuff on me and all these different. What is outside? Are the Hell's Angels arriving outside,
that
for Christ's sake?
Yeah, I mean, I thought I heard that through the headphones.
Hey, it's Friday in Manassas. Oh, yeah, I'll take the day. Anyway, so anyway.
You mentioned Mark Ronick snoring.
Yes.
We actually have it in the vault here.
Okay.
So here's Mark. This is actual tape
really
of Ronick snoring. Yeah.
I
like
you
that you recognize. I save everything. Is there a quarter in your nose or something? What is?
Do you have apnea?
I don't know.
Do you think does your lady say you stop breathing in the middle of the night?
She has said I've made similar noises to what you were describing that you make sometimes.
Right. So they put all this stuff on you, and then I don't remember the number he said, but he said I'm gonna put the we're gonna monitor you, and then if before 2 a.m. in the first 2 hours, whatever it is. I see. You know, when I'm nervous, I don't listen.
Right.
I just let them do their thing. I said,
yep,
whatever you want. He said something along the lines of, I think it's before 2 or it's 2 hours in. After 2 hours in, if you stop breathing like several times, they're going to mask you. And they're going to put a CPAP on you, which is the device you're going to be fitted for if you have the condition.
And
anyway.
It forces oxygen into your lungs all through the night, right?
Yes, okay. Yes. And then they adjust the pressure, and they decide how they're going to use it.
The villain Bane used it, right?
Yes, it was like a Bane device that they put on you. So the question is, 2 hours in, would anyone like to guess whether they masked me or not?
I would say absolutely.
Yes. Affirmative.
100%.
Now, my question is...
They laid one on me right away.
You were worried that you weren't going to fall asleep. Were you in blessed slumber and all of a sudden your face is being handled?
I was fitful and not sleeping that well. I thought...
Dr. Nicholas Van Helsing.
I thought I was in and out, you know, with all this stuff on there, but apparently... I drifted off enough to do the stopping of the breathing now, where they put the mask on me.
I'm envisioning you in a 1930s operating theater.
No.
What sort of environment do they have you in?
It's actually a modified hospital bed that you go into, but it's not as dramatic as that. It kind of looks like a hospital bed, but
and they don't observe you.
It's a room.
By vision, do they just keep you?
They
on
have
the
a camera.
Yeah. Oh,
that is creepy.
They have a camera. They
will be
have
selling
you.
The DVD?
Yeah, but I pinched and curled a little bit when I was in there, even with the camera.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because I'm always, you know, when I really want to go, you know, to blissful slumber,
yeah,
I always kind of just adjust the,
well, you
the
need
junk.
To.
Yep, me too.
But they have that. It's a regular room, got a TV in there. But I was ready psychologically to you know, to go to sleep. And I said, so what's the bedtime here? He said, oh, well, it's usually 11 o'clock. I said, well, I'm kind of ready. I'm you know, my mind is ready. I was planning on not watching the convention, and I just, I'm ready to drift off. So they put me to bed early.
Now, did they give you the option?
Maya.
Yeah, he said, we've put him down for the night. Did they give you the option? What if you had had the option to say, have you had a few pops at dinner, or are you allowed to take an
Ambien?
No,
alcohol. No alcohol.
How about an Ambien?
They don't want, no drugs.
They want you pure.
They want you to, you know, sleep without the stimulants and without alcohol. And so they put me in that situation. And they could not have been more professional over at Prince William. They were terrific. This guy, Sean, that I worked with was great, setting me up, explaining it all to me. But it's still, at the end of the day, is they're attaching little monitors all over your body.
Does that limit your movement?
And the ones on my testicles were really uncomfortable. Yeah.
Does that limit your movement?
First,
you know, where you can't turn over if you're...
Yeah, I mean, you're going to... If you... the way I sleep, which is just like...
Are you a thrasher?
Well, I mean, when I'm getting ready, I thrash around to get it right, and then... Not a thrasher. I don't like thrash like a shark out of
water. Like a gator?
But not like a gator.
Carrie, she is all over the place, usually trying to escape, but she is, I go down on the bed. And
you do what?
I go down on the
bed.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey. Hey, Brian, how about another glass of wine?
Yeah.
Let's have another glass of wine.
I stay put, but Carrie is, she moves all around when she sleeps.
Here, take that, Zoolander. I don't want to drink too much today.
I'll have that.
I'm being very careful.
I'll have that, Zoolander.
All right.
Oh, hello.
So to make a long story short, they popped the mask on me, and when she came in to put that on me, I was out. And I said,
How much did it flip you out that out of sleep someone is handling your face?
Here's what I don't care for. They play it real cutesy on the info they give you.
Like what?
Like I'm saying, oh, I guess did I how many times? And she's like, we don't share that information. We're just observing. But I went to sleep, and they obviously, you can hand that right here, pal.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Zoolander is in here, incidentally.
Yeah, thanks, Zoolander.
Serving as our maitre d' today, which is wonderful. He's doing a spectacular job.
Don't spill any of that.
Okay. I had to. I couldn't help myself.
How's the coke habit, Zoolander?
See any of the scars from the meth lab explosion.
Nothing.
So they put the mask on me, and when they put the mask on me, I had, I guess, many longer periods of just going out. And I think they came in a couple of times to readjust some of the little electrodes or whatever the monitoring devices were on me. But man, oh man, that's when I just went kaboom out, because I do have this condition, and now it's a little 10 days. I got it. You know, the thing is, they scare you with what they say can happen when you go through this, and then they say it'll be 10 days before we get it to your doctor, and then, you know, you make an appointment with him, and I'm like, you know, if I've got this thing, I want to get it done right away.
Yeah.
I want to take
that's
care of it.
That's a long time to analyze.
That is a long time to analyze.
And there were times.
Might make a few phone calls today to see what's going on.
Do you ever stop sleeping to stop breathing to the point where Carla like counts? Because Carrie's done that with me.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, she'll get to three or four before
absolutely.
So it's scary for her, too.
If you do get the mask, and the technology has evolved in the past 10 years.
It was much better than I remember it.
Yeah, my mom had it, I want to say, 10 years ago. She gave up on it. She just got back on it a couple years ago.
Same with me. Like, it was 12 years ago. He was asking me all these, well, when's the last time? I said, I don't remember. I put it in the closet. I threw it away. It got lost in a move, the other unit that
I had. The mask looked completely different this time around.
Right.
She tried it. She was able to adjust to it. She said after, I think, the fourth or fifth day, it takes a little while to adjust. If that does come to fruition for you.
Well, I'm almost 100% certain I will be using this
She
device.
Woke up, and she called me. She called me in the morning. She said, I have just had what I think is the first full night's sleep in my life.
That's right.
So cool.
Wow. That's great.
Which is amazing.
That's terrific. I'm excited about that.
I remember your last mask. It was primitive. You looked like Rocky Dennis from the Cher movie. It was that kind of mask.
And Rocky Dennis from the Cher movie. Okay, mask.
Mask. Yeah,
thank you.
So it was hard to find a pillow and everything.
Brian Gauthier, what wine are we drinking right now?
This is a Zubiola Cabernet from Navarra in Spain.
Another Spain guy.
España.
Is Spain greasing your I mean, are you like working with the tourism board or something like that?
No. We just have a great relationship with an importer that brings in Spanish wines, and we found some great things back in
All right,
January.
I'm going to tell you this, and I could be totally wrong because I have no idea what you're pouring. expensive?
No.
This
tastes expensive.
Yeah. This tastes luxurious. Yeah.
Good.
When
thank you.
When Salvador Dali drops these off, yeah, does he say what season he's going to be back with these? You said 15 cases. That's not a lot.
No, well, in this case, I got about 50 cases.
Okay, so you're good.
This just has a very, very full body taste. Yeah. It really
complex.
Is. A, what do you compare this to?
This is like a California cab. I mean, this is
so good.
This is a style that traditional Bordeaux, California cabs, and 90% cab, 5% Cabernet Franc, 5% Merlot, and you get those dark fruit flavors.
Some cherry.
Come really through, a little bit of dark cherry, cassis, right. Licorice.
How do you taste cherry? And are you faking that?
No.
Are you faking that?
He's a foodie.
Actually, you know what? When I read the little blurbs at Costco and when I read about wines, the one I look for is...
Mention Costco, Buzz. That's nice. Yes, we got the Oakton Wine Shop. Way to mention another retailer that sells wine, for Christ's sake. They don't know.
Read. Did you say that? Did I say I buy? Read.
He goes there for the education.
I go there
purposes.
To visit my friend Sonny.
Mitt Romney here.
I like to look for cherry tones in a red wine. That's what I like, and that's what I was looking for.
Just busted your job. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Thanks for the notification.
You're so skinny, Rob. You're getting so
skinny.
Yeah,
he is.
It's crazy.
How do you like those Kirkland shirts?
There you go. So
punching your Kirkland nose.
We're going to take a break because we're going super late as usual. Shocker. I'm trying to That's my fatigue. I was wondering how it was going to manifest itself. It's manifesting itself by absolutely no sense of time today.
Your shirt hasn't woken you up?
When we come up... Speaking of this shirt, do you know what this shirt is?
Yellow.
Rommel Harley Davidson.
Is it?
I'll show you after the show.
Awesome.
All right. We'll take a break, come back, talk about the Prez, talk about hockey, our big event coming up this Sunday, wagering time, and a big weekend that I can't tell you about. We will take a break and come right back. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com, everybody. If you've ever been to a big game or a concert that supposedly is sold out, you know there are open seats all around you. But you might not be aware of it because you haven't checked out Score Big and you don't know the way they do it. They really aren't sold out, even when you think they are. They give away these seats, a lot of them. And Score Big is plugged into the venues. They're plugged into the vendors. They're plugged into the people that get their hands on these tickets. It's ScoreBig.com. There is a better way to get tickets to the game. It's called Score Big. They work with the teams, the promoters, and other ticket providers so you can save 10 to 60%. We are not exaggerating here. We mean it. 10 to 60% on your favorite team, whether it's baseball, a concert, NFL, NBA, college, or the NHL. We are kicking into the first weekend of the NFL. It's turbo sports season. Mm-hmm. You're going to have playoffs in baseball. You're going to be having the NFL season. Hockey is beginning. It's crazy time in the world of sports right now. So check out Score Big, and really, you'll be thrilled at some of the discounts you can get. Tickets at Score Big are always below box office price guaranteed. Go to scorebig.com, you enter the code TMOS at checkout, and you will save at least 35% below box office price on your first purchase. What's box office price? It's real easy. It's the price that's put on the ticket.
Exactly.
That's what it is, and we've gotten some amazing testimonials on ScoreBig. It's fantastic.
Yeah, we have one guy who sent me an email yesterday. His name is Bob, and he said he and his wife used ScoreBig to get tickets for, I guess, 2 nights ago, the Nats game. He said that the tickets retailed for $150. They paid $60.
Amen.
So, yeah, it really does work.
That's awesome.
Check it out. Now, getting back to the show here, we're with Brian from Oakton Wine Shop enjoying all these wonderful wines. And we have new merchandise on the way for the show from another fine, fine foodie.
Yes.
Probably, I have to admit, a little better than Brian Gauthier, a little more knowledgeable.
Well, what I love is the fact that they really don't overlap each other. Yeah. They have their own sort of, their specialties.
And Brian, I know you're going to want to get a t-shirt because everybody's going to want to get the original t-shirts coming out of Dick Queasy's Discarded Seafood.
Yes!
Soon to be coming to a retailer near you. The final drawings were approved.
The final discarded drawings?
For Dick Queasy's Discarded Seafood. I believe it's E. Coli Street.
E. coli in Sictomy, Maine.
Sictomy, Maine.
How's that spelled?
Sictomy, S-I-C-K-T-U-M-M-Y, Maine.
Sictomy.
Sictomy.
I'm sorry, I'm not from the area.
Isn't he on Facebook now, too?
I think he is. Yeah. What's the,
Jesus, really?
Where is he on Facebook?
I think it's facebook.com/DickQueezies. Yeah.
Hey, anyway, screw that. So enjoy. Seriously, we're going to have Dick Queezy t-shirts. And we should have them by the time we get out to Reno, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mark's going to drive out in a station wagon with a bunch of
them. I just hope Cat 2012 doesn't come before then.
Hey, I don't even want to hear that.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Even though somebody like found a cat at Circus.
Yeah,
remember that?
It was great.
Yeah, thank you.
I didn't mention it. I thought it was perhaps best left alone.
Any thoughts on the Prez last night? Anybody check it out? Anybody watch the big speech?
Well, with your stolen mojo, you know.
I watched partial excerpts from the speech because I was doing the sleep study last night. What are the thoughts and impressions?
I'll say that I've actually never watched an entire, Democratic National Convention from the beginning. I started catching it around 5 p.m. And I know that's not the entire day, but there's so many speeches before
it's
the actual
long
prime
time to log in with it. I mean, because they really kick it in at about 10 o'clock at night.
So I got the CNN feed, and on my drive home around, I think, 8:30-ish, I heard Eva Longoria speak.
Yeah, there was a lot of talk about her.
Yeah, and as soon as she stepped up, I was like, with all due respect, what is this C going to bring to the table?
Right. You know? Mm-hmm. I was thinking the same thing when I read about it.
I said, really? Come on. The president's on tonight.
Yeah.
Let's step up our A game. And I was so impressed with her speech.
Really?
That
what?
I pulled over. I found her Twitter account. I followed her and I tweeted her killer speech.
Really?
Moved me.
Really?
And the key moment in her speech that really moved me was that she said that, look, one of her first jobs was flipping burgers at Wendy's.
Right.
And she continued with her story.
Is she one of yours?
Yeah, she's Latino.
Well, that's why.
No. But she said this.
I thought you were saying that's why she was
more emotional. Let me ask you this. more emotional than when Gabby Giffords came out and said the Pledge of Allegiance.
You can't compare the two.
Okay.
It's two different things.
All right.
It's actually, I feel like she'd be a great politician. She says to the audience, the Eva Longoria that flipped burgers at Wendy's could have used a tax break, not the Eva Longoria that works on Hollywood sets.
And I agree. I think that's I think that to hear that from a rich person if that was the angle that she was coming from.
That was the angle.
Very cool, because I was like, what's going to be her hook? Just celebrity?
Blown away.
And I thought it was an odd choice, to say the least, to bring her out there. And the same thing with Scarlett Johansson.
I'm here to say I did not watch the president's speech. I watched Fumbling Joe Biden, who really is... I here it is with Joe Biden, I love Joe Biden. I like what he's about. I like he's the backslapping old style politician.
Train.
But I will tell you this, that I think what you get with Joe is you just got Joe. He's a long in the tooth dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's an old guy, and he makes the old guy
hard
screw
years.
Ups.
And you know what? I was going to save this for the vault, but it fits too good here. These are not edited screw-ups.
Okay.
This is just a montage of his speech.
He made a lot of screw-ups.
And he had a lot of good missteps last night.
Never backs down. Past 29 months.
Michelle remembers what he must have thought when she came. My dad respected Barack Obama. Would have respected Barack Obama had he been around. For the automobile industry. No. Then the automobile industry.
If you attack innocent Americans, we will follow you to the end of the earth.
For American leads not only by the power of the example of our power. The work of recovery is not yet complete, but we are on our way.
So
that is fantastic. Yeah, Rob, that's what I have to say about Joe. I did get a chance to see Joe's speech.
I don't mind that in him, though, because you know what? To me, that doesn't look like he's ill-prepared. To me, it makes him genuine.
He is totally genuine, and I think that that's the way I look at Joe Biden.
My take on the president's speech, I thought it was a moving speech. I loved what he had to say, but the truth is it almost falls on deaf ears because you had the jobs report come out today.
And it kills him.
Which is disappointing, to say the least.
I'm back to where I was before. I don't think anything that came out of this convention, does. And we had these jobs reports are confusing because you get private sector jobs one day, and then you get service sector jobs, and then they come out with a bad report today. But the unemployment rate goes down, but it goes down because there are less people looking for work. These statistics are very, very tough to deal with.
Yeah.
But nothing has changed from a few months ago when I said Mitt Romney is going to win this election, because first of all, drive around the streets of our little battleground state here and right here in Manassas, where
you
didn't see any of the McCain signs like you do the Romney signs now. And that's just a little barometer that I use. Yeah. And when I roll into the campaign headquarters to say, hey, I'd like to put a sign up for my guy, and they go,
crazy.
It just
to me,
it just shows me that there's lack of
enthusiasm,
traction.
Will you go so far as to say that
I still think something could happen in between the debates?
But if the election was today,
Mitt Romney would
win, and would Romney win because of Virginia?
No,
because
Romney,
we carry a lot of weight.
No, right, it's a battleground state. There are a lot of battleground states, but I think that you've got a state that desperately wants to go Republican in Virginia. They always do. So it's a real big deal when they don't go Republican. So
when
I think Virginia is
when you're driving around, I want weekly updates, and I want to call it your obometer.
My obometer.
And you
based on what Oscar said, and Oscar put it the same way I will, all the convention was so superior to what they did in Tampa. I thought the message, the speeches, the drama, but I still don't think it gets people moving based on these numbers that still completely and utterly suck.
Yep.
And it's very, very tough. We'll see what happens. Listen, I am for Barack Obama. I don't care. I will say that. I will put the yard sign in my front lawn. I will do that. But I'm also, I'm a realist, and I look at the way this is. Mm-hmm. And I think I believe a lot of what they said in the convention. And it's unfortunate because the next guy that gets in there is going to, I think, get the cycle ride. He's going to ride a nice cycle because we are eventually going to pull out of this.
They've been put in motion.
Yeah.
So.
Now, with that said, it's still my prediction. I've said this all along. I could change this any day depending on what happens in the news, what happens in the debates. But I think that you've got a pretty experienced, controlled guy, Mitt Romney, that is not going to screw up in the debates. Some people that are analysts are saying the reason Obama gave that workmanlike speech last night is that they are trying not to make the big gaffe because they think if they stand pat that they're going to win the election. It's going to be a close election. We'll have to wait and see.
It was sad because we know from past conventions and just what we've seen, Obama can be a better speaker than that.
Yeah.
And it really seemed like he was playing cards close to the vest.
But the point is, Rob, we had the inspirational speeches 4 years ago.
But he's still the president. I would love for him to be the head of the convention.
But you can't say anything based on the numbers that he's sitting
on. Yeah, he's got no ammunition.
He doesn't have ammo.
4 years ago, it was all about, this is what I'd like to do.
I thank God that we were able.
Doesn't stop it from being a bit disappointed.
I thank God that we were able to hear about what was done with Osama bin Laden.
I really do.
Brian, are we ready for another one here?
Absolutely.
As we are being joined by Brian Gauthier at the Oakton Wine Shop, and they've got a fine fall festival that's coming up next week. When does your fall festival start next week?
It starts on Thursday night. We're going to be doing beers. We have 3 different breweries coming in, and Friday we have 16 different wines, and Saturday we're teaming up with the Lymphoma Research Foundation once again.
Good.
And we're going to be doing 16 more wines, including all the wines we're tasting today, as well as having beer from Fordham Brewery and Old Dominion Brewery as well.
And thanks for your support of the Lymphoma Society. Always I say that, but always it means a lot.
It's one of those things that, as I mentioned before when I was on the show, it's important for me to give back to community. And when I work with local people that are in my community that support my shop, and I'm supporting them and their charities, and the woman that I'm working with, she is a lymphoma survivor because of the Lymphoma Research Foundation.
This is good stuff, too.
Yeah.
What are we drinking here?
This is a Sylvanus Limited Edition. This is an 80-year-old vine, Tempranillo, from Spain again. We're staying in Ribera del Duero, which is probably one of the most famous regions in Spain.
Buzz Burbank has an 80-year-old vine.
I tell you, this is some good stuff. And the Spanish wines in general, will you get a better deal on Spanish wines than you would in, say, Napa or in France?
I think when you're looking at price to quality ratio, I think you are getting a little bit of a better deal. But again, that's not to say that you can't find good deals, and we haven't found good deals in those regions. It just seems right now that I have more in Spain going on than I have in some of the other parts of the world.
Very cool. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with Rob Spiewak's Audio Vault. And what I was going to tell you about that I can't tell you about... speaking of presidents, I've got a very interesting weekend coming up. I really don't even know whether I can talk about it or not.
Can you talk about it after the fact?
I'm hoping I will be.
God, I hope so.
Big weekend planned.
Secret Service is going to talk about it.
Very cool.
Salahis.
There's a tease. Thank you very much. We'll take a break. Come back with Rob's Magic Audio Vault right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by our good friends at Smart Smoke, the premium e-cigarette. This is not Amazon, folks, but Smart Smoke is what we call an affiliate program.
Yes.
And an affiliate program works this way. If you like the product and you buy it through our webpage, you know, that's what helps us. Please, 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 when you go to Smart Smoke, go to the Mike O'Mara Show page, get your Smart Smoke information there, and they've got the nicotine you crave without the tar, odor, secondhand smoke, or carcinogens. It makes you, you know, get off the regular cigarettes, which can kill you, and it also is something that I can testify to this. You don't feel like you do when you smoke cigarettes.
No, I used to smoke cigarettes a little more socially. I wasn't fully addicted, but I was getting there. And I actually now, if I were to have a cigarette now, I don't want it. I much rather have a Smart Smoke than a real cigarette.
Would it be safe to say that Smart Smoke is something that got you off regular cigarettes?
Absolutely. No question about it.
So you
used it
to quit the regular stuff. Yep. And also the little fringe benefit we don't talk about enough, 80% less than traditional tobacco products. So it's cheaper.
The real reason Mark uses it.
Thank you. To see all the styles, flavors, and strengths, and to order refills, just click the Smart Smoke ad on our website. And we thank you in advance, Rob Spiewak.
Mike O'Mara, I'm glad we talked about the convention because a couple more things I want to say. I was surprised at the message Joe Biden had last night. Were you surprised?
Not really.
I don't know. This didn't sound like what I thought he was going to say.
Uh-oh.
Please welcome the Vice President of the United States, Joe Biden.
Hello, my fellow Democrats. Folks, in the first days, literally the first days that we took office, the United States gave up on an industry that helped put America on the map in the first place.
What?
Look, folks.
It's really negative.
You're the ones. The American people, you're the ones. You're the reason why General Motors is dead. You quit on America. And you deserve a president who will quit on you. Together, we're in a mission. We're on a mission to create 800,000 new jobs, all of them overseas, all of them. That's what presidents do, or at least supposed to do. Folks, we see a future where we depend more on oil from abroad, a future where we promote the privileged sector. And ladies and gentlemen, Rock and I see a future. It's in our DNA where our daughters never, ever get the same pay for the same jobs as our son. Re-elect President Barack Obama.
Why are they cheering that?
They seem to have lost their way, right?
I have no idea. That is really was messed up. Did you see any of John Kerry?
Just a tiny little bit. He's still as stimulating as he always is.
Well, you know what the thing is? If he had done what he did last night when it mattered.
I hear he gave a great speech.
He might have had a chance.
Right. He's even blurted out the preposterous notion that Russia is our number one geopolitical foe. Folks, Sarah Palin said she could see Russia from Alaska. Mitt Romney talks like he's only seen Russia by watching Rocky IV. For Mitt Romney, an overseas trip is what you call it when you trip all over yourself overseas. Mr. Romney, here's a little advice. Before you debate Barack Obama on foreign policy, you better finish the debate with yourself. Ask Osama bin Laden if he is better off now than he was 4 years ago.
Amen.
So there you go, John Kerry, and congratulations, you came in second.
You know, if they got anything out of the convention for me, the base of the Democratic Party, I am glad that they made a big deal about that, because that's a goddamn big deal.
It should be.
And it's not just Osama bin Laden. When we killed Osama bin Laden, you have heard about all these other leaders with al-Qaeda that have been killed during the Obama administration as well, and I'm proud of that. And they should toot their horn about that. Amen. Why not?
Oscar talked about Eva Longoria. Did you hear any of Scarlett Johansson speak?
I did not.
I had one moment I wanted to.
What was she wearing?
She just looked great.
Did she really?
Tasteful, but great.
Cleavage?
Not enough.
Okay.
Never enough. But there was one moment in the speech that really I took home with me. Here's Scarlett Johansson last night.
I remember that excitement I felt in that secret box.
Just I like that.
Why is she speaking?
I heard
like 5 seconds. I remember.
I don't know. It's they just don't have any good politicians to call. I mean,
celebrities
to call.
Jessica Alba was there. All these great celebrities were there. Somehow somebody said this would be a good idea.
As a matter of fact, Conan spoke to the fact that the celebrities were speaking last night.
Scarlett Johansson, Kerry Washington, and Eva Longoria all spoke at the Democratic Convention. Yep. This means Obama has all but clinched the crucial 13-year-old boy vote.
Now, some of these I'm about to play we've heard before. Many of them we have not. And I think when people act stupid on Family Feud, it's one of my favorite things on television.
Oh, the mistakes on Family Feud are the best.
Brand new epic fail montage of stupid answers from Family Feud. And this goes back to the Dawson days.
Okay. Name part of the telephone.
The bottom part.
Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Alligator.
Something Russia is famous for, Bob.
Russians.
Aside from a house or a car specifically, what is the most expensive thing you own? Wendy?
A car.
Name something normally worn only by children. Michael.
Clothes.
Something you squeeze.
Peanut butter.
Name something a husband asks his wife to carry for him in her purse.
Sunglasses.
Sunglasses.
Condoms.
Name something you might buy that could turn out to be phony.
Yeah, a horse.
Horse.
Yeah,
wow. Phony horse.
I like that.
Are you a member of an automobile club?
I am not.
Have you ever been?
I don't think so.
In Atlanta, Georgia, a youthful member, not too youthful, but a young fella in an automobile club passed away. And as a tribute, other members of the automobile club figured out a way to block traffic and then...
I'm a member of a motorcycle club, the Harley Owners Group.
But not a car club.
Going to their big picnic tomorrow. As a
That's excellent.
Yes, thank you.
See all your buddies?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Thank you.
So they're burning. So what they did is they used their cars to block traffic on an interstate, and then they burned donuts on the interstate as a tribute to the guy who passed away.
Here so this ain't AAA.
No, no.
All right.
No, this is like...
Fast and the Furious?
Little bit.
Okay.
So here is a guy in the car owners, I'm sorry, the car club, talking about what they did.
Did you think it was dangerous at all?
Of course it was dangerous. That's why I was on the side. Might be reckless or, you know what I mean, something like that to the extent, but that's the way we pay homage. I know, like I said, it's a negative thing. They're looking at it, but ain't nobody got hurt.
So that is that, and that's not what I really wanted to play, but it needed to set this up. The chief safety officer of the state of Georgia, not pleased at this happening.
Uh-oh.
And I like his tone of voice. His name, Mike, Harrison Blackwood.
I have seen and done some stupid things in my life. That's a whole nother realm of stupid.
Another, yes.
First of all, you're endangering your own life. That car could have easily careened out of control and hit that concrete median. All of these people, you're slowing down the back. I mean, what would have happened if an 18-wheeler had come barreling down through there and run over pedestrians, hit the people who were stopped?
Mr. Haney is right.
Mr. Douglas.
That's a whole nother way of stupid.
What if there were vampires?
Yes, this is
Doesn't it sound like
Now, that would get you a... You'd get cuffed if you said that.
Oh, come
They'd
on.
They'd lock you up.
It sounds like the sheriff from True Blood.
He does.
He sounds like Paul Giamatti if you listen.
Seen and done some stupid things in my life.
Sideways.
What is the sheriff's name in True Blood?
No, that's
Is it Andy?
Who? Andy,
yes. Andy, right?
Yes.
All right, Mike, I brought two lists for you today.
How about that? I just want to say one thing. I've seen that actor for years and years. That actor may have been, and this is really obscure, but I pull these in movies. The Al Pacino movie, The Devil's Advocate, with Keanu Reeves.
He would have to be really young in it. That's 20 years ago.
And he plays, if I'm not mistaken, I believe he plays the pedophile that
he was
that,
in the that, Devil's Advocate
that Keanu Reeves defends, I believe. That's
wow.
because he's such an evil guy, and this guy has gone from that. You know, that's the role.
Yeah.
You're such a creepy looking like doofus that we're gonna give you that role. Now he's getting ass on True Blood.
Wow, yeah.
That's that guy's
His
come
name
a
is
long
Chris
way.
Bauer.
Yeah, terrific guy.
Range.
Do you want a list of funny movies, or do you want a list of rock singing? You have your choice today.
I want a list of chihuahuas that I will put in the microwave.
Okay. Ooh. I'm sorry. We'll do that after the show.
I'm sorry. You can't hear this, but I hear it in the background here in our living room studios, the chihuahua going out of his mind.
Very excited because of the wine being here.
The wine being here.
Do you want funny movies or you want rock singers?
I want funny movies.
All right. Funny movies, a website called lovefilm.com. I don't know how they did this, but they reduced movies down to laughs per minute.
Cool.
And they will give us the five funniest movies of all time.
Now, I saw this, and I just wondered one thing about it. I wondered about the fact that laughs per minute, what audience are they in?
You see, that's right. What they
is
don't
it a
explain.
Test audience?
They don't explain that, but you know what? I love when you can apply statistics to something that really can't be quantified.
Okay.
So I like this list.
You
at
can
number
play
five.
Fast and loose with the truth, though, if you do that.
That's what we all do.
We'll see what happens.
We're disc jockeys.
All right, Rob.
At number five, at 1.7 laughs per minute, Borat.
Kazakhstan is the greatest country in the world.
Unhinge my jaw. All of
the countries. This movie, this is one that I left the theater hurting from laughing. Yeah. And I saw it by myself.
Because you knew he really was doing this at a rodeo where he was legitimately pissing people off.
Other Central Asian countries have inferior.
They wanted to kill him.
The number four funniest movie of all time, Mike, with 1.9 laughs per minute, Superbad. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. Underrated movie.
I like it.
Wait, you changed your name to McLovin? McLovin? What kind of a stupid name is that, Fogel? What, are you trying to be an Irish R&B singer?
Oh, they let you pick any name you want when you get down there.
And you landed on McLovin.
Yeah, I was between that and Muhammad.
This is top what?
This
is number four.
Between that or Muhammad.
I like Superbad. I'm not sure I put it in the top five.
Muhammad's the most commonly used name on Earth.
I agree with you.
Read a book for once.
I mean, really funny.
Read an Evan book for once.
Michael Cera, right? Wasn't he?
Yeah,
no, he wasn't. No, he wasn't McLovin. It was another nerdy looking kid.
But Jonah Hill was.
Jonah Hill was.
At number three, Mike, and one that I'm glad made it because this is another movie that unexpectedly left me in pain when I went and saw it in the theater.
Okay.
2.3 laughs per minute, The Naked Gun.
Protecting the safety of the Queen is a task that's gladly accepted by police squad. For no matter how silly the idea of having a queen might be to us, as Americans, we must be gracious and considerate.
They have the queen. And that great queen impersonator.
And remember, he's got the wireless mic on and he goes to the bathroom.
Oh, yes.
Took some chances. Okay.
And right. Also, keep in mind who played his boss in that is Nancy Marchand pre-stroke before The Sopranos.
Right. Exactly.
It's fun to watch
and
her.
And O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, O.J. Simpson.
Oh, yeah.
At number two, the second funniest movie of all time, 2.4 laughs per minute, The Hangover.
Hey, guys. You ready to let the dogs out?
All right,
what?
Done.
Do what?
I got to hear number
like,
one
you don't
now.
Like the list?
Done.
All right. Just give me number one.
Done. Go to number one. None of it. This is it's a total scam bullshit.
Hey, really?
Yes, absolutely.
I agree with number one. Laughs per minute, and you would think that I would think another.
Well, first
movie.
Of all, I mean, I don't agree with like 4/5 of the list.
Wow, 80%.
Where is something about Mary?
Oh, exactly.
It's laughs per minute. You can get laughs per minute with the Scream movie. You can get laughs per minute with the Airplane movies because it's gag.
Mm-hmm. Funny
it's
you should
not,
mention that.
Okay.
3 laughs per minute, the funniest movie of all time by their list is Airplane.
Oh, stewardess.
Okay.
I speak jive. Oh, good.
The style of the movie.
He said that he's in great pain and he wants to know if you can help him.
All right, would you tell him to just relax and I'll be back as soon as I can with some medicine?
Just hang loose, blood. She's going to catch up on a rebound out of medicine.
Barbara Billingsley.
But pretty great to have Barbara Billingsley speaking.
But here it is. This is now I understand how they did it. They did it by, laughs per minute,
gags.
Which is based on gags per minute.
Yeah.
I think the great comedies set up stuff more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like, for example, Something About Mary.
Okay.
When Woogie is talking to him about cleaning the pipes, that gag takes 15 minutes to set up for one of the biggest laughs I've ever had. I was in a theater watching that with a theater manager and a guy that ran the theater. We were screening that, and I thought, seriously, I was going to have an aneurysm. I was laughing so hard. But it takes a long time to set the gag up because he's got to be lectured by
set
Woogie, Chris Elliott.
And then he's got on
scene.
His ear. It must be a great week for Oscar Santana.
Why is that?
Because Bud Light has targeted.
Is this the swan song here?
The one more after this.
Okay.
Just briefly.
All right, very good.
Is that they've targeted.
We need more wine, and we got, I've got a really fat news, guys.
We can pour. We can pour now if you like.
Okay. Well, what are we going to pour right now while Rob does his 40 more minutes? All right.
This is
now I know why Buzz gets competitive with Rob.
Right. Because Rob is the Bill Clinton of studio guests. And I might be hammered.
Just did. What are we drinking now, Oakton Wine Shop boy?
This is a wine that's an exclusive to Oakton Wine Shop. I bought the entire production when I was in Spain. It's called Innumerous Vermes, which is properly named. It was a winery started. It's called In the Red, if you translate it.
Okay.
And it was started in 2008 when the economy was really starting to crash.
Oh, wow.
And she said, to take a risk in these times and do something that you really have a passion for is amazing. And I really bought into that story. I tasted the wine. I was blown away with it. I bought the entire production in 2008, 10, and 11 already.
Wow. What's it like that we would have in the States?
Just an beautifully complex Cabernet Bordeaux blend style wine or top growth Bordeaux.
It's got everything.
Yeah.
You can take a sip of it and you get the fruit. You get the full-bodied nature of it.
That's
it's
great.
Really, really terrific stuff. Let me see if I can see it. Well, how is it pronounced? Innumerous
Vermeil.
Innumerous Vermeil, and that is is this a Spanish wine also?
Vermeil means red?
In the red, yes.
Okay, cool.
Innumerous so Vermeil. I'm glad we don't have to say that 10 times quickly.
Yeah.
All of these wines that we've been sampling today available at the Oakton Wine Shop. Back
it's
to
really
you, Rob.
Good.
Do you sell Bud Light at Oakton Wine Shop?
I do.
Because Bud Light has a new ad campaign. They broke it out during the NFL game.
He's going to break out the beer during the news, right?
Yeah.
All right, very cool.
And they're saying that they're really targeting the Latin American people. They're saying that all you need for a good time is Bud Light Friends and Carne Asada.
Bud Light and Carne Asada. Here we go.
How does it feel, Oscar? You are the target.
When you have Bud Light and friends, there's always a carne asada.
There's always a carne asada.
You look at it two ways, because one, we're coming up like 7-Up, you know? We're everywhere.
Do you sell 7-Up?
There's nothing like Bud Light and an enchilada.
Yeah, so they clearly have to market to my community. But you don't have to market to my community in that manner. That's what I would say.
Right, I like to drink a case of Bud Light, and then I go out for dessert.
How is your estomaca?
Dulce de leche.
But then you look at a Colt 45 commercial, and it's being shot in a barbershop. Just one of those things.
Yeah, I know. You're trying to put that on my people now.
No, I'm just saying.
Irish?
So I guess it's
Dulce
across the board.
Dulce de leche.
How is your estomaca?
Give me a break. I love to drink a Bud 55 with carne asada.
I thought.
Who are you?
George Lopez, give me a break.
I thought that the Bud Light, when they came out with Bud Light Lime, was actually like an homage to
that's
Latin
for people. Pussies.
Yeah, that's a horrible beer.
Why do you need citrus in your beer?
No tape.
You don't need citrus in beer.
No time for tape of this, but congratulations to One Direction for picking up 3 VMAs last night.
Yay.
Wondrous band.
Eric, you happy about that?
No,
okay.
I love
checking
it. And we close, Mike. How can I not go with this? Happy birthday yesterday. To Chris Christie. Chris
Happy Christie. Birthday to Chris Christie, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm laughing already.
50 years old, and they had a big party for him, and they had a cake for him, and he blew out the candles, and he wished for another cake. And now...
Letterman. Letterman hates fat people.
I heard this announcement on the radio. Because of Chris Christie's birthday cake, there will be in this area, the Eastern Seaboard, for another couple of days, there will be a frosting shortage. So
happy That's birthday, funny. Governor. Have a great weekend, everybody. Mike, that is your Magic Audio Vault.
Thank you very much, Rob. We will come back with beers from the Oakton Wine Shop and Mike O'Meara's Muse right after this, everybody, while you enjoy the song stylings of
Eric Burton and War.
Love this. Welcome back to MikeO'MearaShow.com, everybody. Our news segment is brought to you by
Encore
Insurance Services LLC, official sponsor. The wine has just begun to take effect
it
here.
It has.
Perfect, in time for the news. Official sponsor of our live stage show, November 10th at Circus Circus in Reno. Oscar tried Encore. You loved it, did you not?
I'm bulletproof, baby.
For a free life
insurance. Oh, God.
Aren't you glad you came in today, folks?
For a free... I like the fact that even with the wine, he knew that I wanted him to keep it short. For a free life insurance quote, visit Smart Term. Just put it right down there. Here, take this one, boy. For a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They support all our major events, and we love these people at Encore.
Encore!
They do all the work for you. Encore compares rates to help you save licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. We are so proud and grateful to be sponsored again by Encore Insurance Services.
Encore!
And it's time now for Mike O'Meara News.
Oh, so we need to do this.
We do.
1,000 to 1,000.
On the same page, Mike.
President Barack Obama transformed from inspiring hope and change candidate into struggling stay-the-course incumbent, and he promised Americans a way of giving him... he promised Americans wary...
What?
I'm going to start again.
Okay.
This is the best beer I've ever tasted.
Let's get that cue
one
the music.
One cannot recline.
Can you take a sip of that beer, maybe clear your palate?
Yeah, that's
oh, this is beer now. What is the beer that we're going to drink?
We're doing Dominion Oktoberfest. You know, they started here in Virginia. This is our Oktoberfest beer, and it's the most popular season for us for beer.
Ashburn Brewed, right?
Hmm. It used to be. It's now out of Delaware.
Oh, Ashburn Brewed. This is so deal. Oh, yeah.
I like this.
You're going gay for this,
this
right?
This is, yeah, Mike, I want to hold you. I want to hold you tight near my groin.
Thank you.
Okay. Is that okay?
Jeez, thanks for that.
That's disturbing.
Let's graphic. Go to news.
President Barack Obama transformed from inspiring hope and change candidate into struggling stay the course incumbent, promised Americans wary of giving him another term that our problems can be solved if only voters will grant him 4 more years. Mm-hmm. I'm Joe Biden.
Havazibena Azibada.
Know this, America. Our problems can be solved. He told thousands of delegates to the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, our challenges can be met, the path we offer may be harder, but it leads to a better place, and I'm asking you to choose that future. The big thing that he did, choose, choice, mm-hmm. choose.
Which
that's
is
what
funny,
he
doesn't look choosish.
Thank you very much. And this one scared me, and I'm going to go a long way with this story because I freak out about stuff like this. Yosemite National Park doubled the scope of its, is it hantavirus?
Yeah, hantavirus
warning on Thursday to some 22,000 visitors who may have been exposed to the deadly mouse-borne disease as the number of confirmed cases grew to 8 and a third death was reported.
Mr. Ranger, sir, passed away.
Mr. Ranger! U.S. officials recently sounded a worldwide alert saying that up to 10,000 people were thought to be at risk of contracting hantavirus pulmonary syndrome after staying at the popular Curry Village lodging area between June and August. The 91 Curry Village tent cabins were shut down after deer mice... That's just sound dirty. Yeah.
This is the reason that she was fired from the Today Show, because of her village.
Yes, the 91 and Curry Village tent cabins were shut down after deer mice were found infesting the double walls of the structures.
Oh,
that's a lot of turds.
And I also blame bats.
Officials in Yosemite, because you hate bats.
I do.
I bet bats would be clean as a whistle compared to deer mice.
Go lick a bat then.
That's just my opinion. Officials in Yosemite, a fabled national park destination, that's where I should edit. You see, that's what
right,
I don't
right,
do.
Right, right, right.
Buzz would take that out. Officials in Yosemite, a fabled national park destination in California, whose scenic vistas...
You know what I think?
We know what effing Yosemite is.
The next
Thank
time
you.
Buzz goes on a senior-themed vacation, what we need to do is Mike O'Mara's news in one sentence.
Thank you very much.
And just leave the first sentence. Headlines. Move.
A third fatality is a West Virginia resident, this is kind of scary, who contracted hantavirus while staying in the Village Tent Cabins in June. That person died at the end of July, and laboratory tests confirmed just on Thursday, yesterday, that the death was due to hantavirus. The virus can lead to severe breathing difficulties and death. Early flu-like symptoms include headache, fever, muscle aches, shortness of breath, and coughing. There's no cure for the lung disease, which kills over a third of those infected, but early detection through blood tests greatly increases survival rates. You know, this is like
it's
contagion.
Amazing.
When you see these, they're these little creatures, these little crispy viruses all over the planet, and very scary when you read
about
stuff
like
this.
Well, it's a good thing that you're leaving Virginia to go to Haiti.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can they give...
Immunized.
Right, that's right.
Immunized.
Mike is going to Haiti to build houses for mice.
Thank you.
Is there any word if it's an airborne virus? Or?
It is not airborne. It cannot be transmitted from human to human.
Okay.
But the wild thing about it is that even in this day and age, that there's still a nearly 40% death rate on it.
It's
that's
scary.
So scary.
Very, very scary. Payrolls rose less than projected. Mark was talking about this before. The August number's not good. The unemployment rate was unexpectedly driven down by Americans leaving the labor force, not by people getting more jobs. That boosted the odds of additional Fed easing to spur a faltering recovery. The economy added 96,000 workers last month, following a revised 141,000 increase in July that was smaller than initially estimated. Labor Department figures showed today in Washington that the numbers are not good, and they're certainly not good for Barack Obama. The median estimate of 92 economists surveyed by Bloomberg called for a gain of 130,000. Unemployment fell to 8.1%, and hourly earnings were unchanged. These numbers not good for the president
of the
United
States. Is it a coincidence
that
these numbers came out the next day after the Democratic National Convention?
It does make you wonder. All the statistics make me wonder, but it is not.
They're always coming out.
They knew they were going to come out.
Absolutely.
They were hoping for better numbers.
They were keeping their fingers crossed. But yeah, you could say, oh my God.
It just seems weird.
Did you hear how the actual Bloomberg survey went?
How'd it go?
So are you working?
What's the deal?
How are you feeling?
What, 8.1%? That's down, but it's really not.
So I'll look at your resume and maybe we'll talk.
You're listening to Mike O'Mara News. A man flying home to Texas To celebrate his 29th birthday, this guy got screwed.
Yeah, but he's an ass.
Instead, he's not an ass.
No, he had outstanding warrants in Texas.
Yeah, I know he's an ass for that, but boy, he got screwed.
He did.
His 29th birthday, this guy's flying back to Texas. He was the unwitting victim of a midair explosives hoax.
Oh, boy.
I mean, this, you know, maybe he is a dick and he hangs around with asses, too. That's the way it works.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
And happy birthday to Eric
Ronick. It's Eric's birthday. He's 18.
So the plane's on the way to Texas. They force it to return to Philadelphia. The man was escorted off the aircraft at gunpoint. Then they cleared him of any link to the explosives. Later on Thursday, he ended up getting arrested on outstanding warrants when the plane landed in Dallas. Authorities determined the initial scare was a hoax after searching the U.S. Airways jet and questioning the man who did nothing wrong and was the victim of a nasty trick, according to the police chief Inspector Joseph Sullivan.
People are theorizing he was just part of a nasty breakup.
Yes.
And they are questioning the ex-girlfriend and her new other.
And that would be, I would think, jail time if
absolutely. Crimes.
Hours later, he ran into trouble again when he landed in Dallas because he had all these outstanding warrants. The warrants are from North Texas law enforcement agencies and they declined comment. Do you know anything more about the warrants?
That's exactly what you just read, but they did detain him. Yeah.
All right. Well, you're listening to Michael Mara News, but now it's time for Michael Mara Sports. Yes.
Oh, sports. No, sports.
What did you point out? What?
I was cueing Rob.
Oh, thank you very much.
I didn't know sports were coming up. Your only sports are later in the telecast, Mike.
I've had a couple.
We're going into our third hour.
I know.
Wait, do we have any more beer to drink, or is that it?
That's it.
Oh, but there's more beer.
No, I mean, like, that's the last beer that we were spotlighting.
Right, there's still more if you want.
Sit down, Zoolander. I'm doing the sports, all right? In sports, the NFL is back this weekend. Bring it on, everybody. I know you got a Woody for it.
I can't wait.
The rookie QBs like RG3 and Andrew Luck, the tailgating, the replacement refs. The replacement refs are going to be fun.
Yeah. They did a good job on Wednesday night.
Yeah, that's one game.
Yeah, I know.
And it's one kind of boring game.
Right.
Not a lot of stuff going on.
Did you see who's the replacement ref for Tampa Bay this weekend?
Who's that?
RJ.
RJ Diaz. So we'll have the replacement refs, the cheerleaders, all the tailgating, and the fantasy leagues. How many fantasy leagues are you involved in?
You know, I had to cut down. Normally, I do about 5.
Right.
But I'm doing 2 this year.
Only 2?
Yes, yes. I got too much to do.
I am so glad we're not doing fantasy football
this year.
Brian
does 4.
You do 4?
Yeah.
I am not involved. Are you involved in fantasy at all?
No. Not at all.
Oscar's doing a fantasy podcast league.
I really, sometimes because I did log a lot of time with the Giants-Dallas game on a Wednesday night, I really do kind of wish that I was in it this year. But not that much.
You wish it until you're in it, and then it's a hassle, dude.
It's tedious. I've never enjoyed it. It's always felt very forced to me, and it really falls into that sports.
Yes.
Dungeons and Dragons for sports.
More sports here. I love this story, ladies and gentlemen. Pardon me if it's not all that relevant to the top sports stories of the day. Leading the American League East by 10 games on July 18th, the New York Yankees blew the entire bulge.
Oh, wow.
Joe Girardi, the manager of the team, held a team meeting Wednesday night, and the Yankees went on to beat the Tampa Bay Rays, taking a one-game edge on the Orioles going into a 4-game series that started last night at Camden Yards. Baltimore, though, climbed back into a tie with a 10-6 victory in the opener.
We won that game, Dare.
Derek Jeter says teams struggle at times. I like Derek Jeter. I actually do.
Handsome.
It's contagious, both in good ways and bad. We had to find ways to win. That's the bottom line. Nothing's changed. The Yankees had been all alone in first place for 84 consecutive days. Wow. Here I am reading a story about how bad the Yankees are doing when my team
gleefully
has been sucking the gas pipe all year.
You gave them their due earlier this week.
But that was their longest streak since 2004, 84 consecutive games. The Orioles tied them for first this week. Tampa also closed in and remains just 2 games behind.
Bobby Valentine said the problem is that the Yankees management checked out.
He's an angry man. And finally, no, that's sports
music.
Oh, okay.
Sports,
I thought you were finally in sports.
No, finally. On Tuesday night, cops in Colorado broke up a couple's domestic dispute. The woman involved, a 39-year-old, was drunkenly leaving the house, and she tried to take their new 6-day-old Chihuahua puppy with her. Carla, I'm sorry. I just put this in the news. Do not.
I like it.
I'm reporting it. Yes. I am really not behind it.
You're just doing your job.
She shoved the Chihuahua down her pants.
Yeah. Or are you just glad to see me?
The cops saw her and told her to remove the dog. She did by shaking her leg until it fell out of her pants.
Oh, honey boo boo.
Then she threw it.
Sorry.
I'm very
for distance so or accuracy.
Very, 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 very sorry. She was arrested for animal cruelty. cruelty.
Wow. And she should be.
I am very sorry.
She bounce. Should have an outstanding warrant.
Ben & Jerry's isn't the most conservative company. You guys know that. They sold a flavor of ice cream called Sweaty Balls, named yes. after the Alec Baldwin sketch. I think really one of the funniest sketches in modern mm-hmm. Saturday Night Live history.
Yep.
And then they went on to make the ice cream when I was on the edge. The what's his name? Do you remember the guy's name that came in from Ben & Jerry's?
Kirk McEwen?
No.
Oh,
that was
Ben
the guy
Jerry's.
That did the show. You don't remember his
no,
name.
No, I don't remember
but
his name.
But he came in and we had a tasting of their new yes. Greek yogurt,
yes.
too. But now Ben & Jerry's is drawing the line. Ben & Jerry's has filed a lawsuit against a porno company
no.
for using their logo to sell pornos with titles that parody Ben & Jerry's ice cream flavors.
Now, I would see that would be a problem if the porno had people in it that looked like Ben and Jerry.
No, that's you're going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, right.
This
okay.
is just
the
taking
flavors.
This.
Okay. Trademark.
Yes, this is just the names of the
okay,
ice
well,
creams.
Okay, well, thank God if they want it to sell.
The company that they're suing in one case is called Caballero Video. They created a series of 10 pornos called Ben and Jerry's.
Mm. Oh, I get it.
Each one is named after a Ben and Jerry's flavor, and their packaging looks exactly like the ice cream packaging.
Oh.
For example, one porno is called
what?
Harry Garcia.
Oh, no.
And apparently features Harry Latinas. That is a takeoff, obviously, of Cherry Garcia.
Right.
Another is New York Super Fat and Chunky. Named after New York Superfuzz.
I have
Chunk.
A cut from. I have a small audio cut from the Harry Garcia video.
Oh, let's listen.
Bud Light and carne asada. Here we go.
Thank you. A sunglasses company called Spy Optic put up a billboard in Encinitas, California, on Wednesday to promote a new line of sunglasses called Happy Lenses. And the billboard had the slogan that got them in trouble. Some people complained. They called it shocking, naughty, and they said they're not going to buy this product. Please remove it. They actually brought the billboard, took it down yesterday morning. The slogan was Happy to Sit on Your Face.
Oh, no.
Oh, awesome.
We got to wrap it up. Thank
we do.
You. It's your fault, Rob.
I know it is.
The people at Spire
I'm an ass.
Are planning to replace the billboard with a more vague innuendo. The new billboard will say, quote, happiness is coming. Sometimes when you get into that trench,
yeah, you really
can't
can.
Get out of it.
Yeah.
And that's it, everybody. That's the news. Mike
Thank
O'Mara
you,
News. Thank you all very much for joining us today. That's Buzz's News Sounder. Thank you to Brian Gothier from the Oakton Wine Shop.
Yay, Brian.
I'll
yeah.
tell you.
Thank you.
After 3 hours of sleep, I think I've done a fine
Pretty
job.
Good.
You
amazing.
Your fall festival, give us a little plug-a-roo.
13th, 14th, and 15th at the shop. We'll be doing beers, wines, and supporting the Lymphoma Research Foundation. Please come out. We hope to see you.
If you're going to that special party or for any reason, go to Oakton Wine Shop. They're located at 123 and Hunter Mill in Oakton. 500 hand-selected wines from all around the world. Now, what am I going to do? How long do I have to talk to make your job difficult or make Steve angry?
You have to talk less than negative 52 seconds. Because we're already
awesome. Okay, thank you very
Whoa.
Much.
Thanks, Rob.
Oakton Wine Shop also has delicious local creations, including artisan breads from Panorama. OaktonWineShop.com. Hit their ad on our website. Brian, you are the greatest. Have a great week.
You too.
We'll
thank
all
you.
Try to stop by and see all your
yes.
good stuff that you had during your
Absolutely.
Fall festival.
Absolutely. Love to have you all out there.
We'll see you next time. Monday, I'll tell you all about a fabulous weekend.
Cool.
It's very special for me. Thanks to everybody. And Buzz comes back on Monday also.
Yeah. Nice.
Hey, Buzz.
Good times. Good times.
Yeah. We hope.
And also, I start my... weight program on Monday. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.